Now today, as we gather together as God's family, and shortly we're going to be pausing to remember those who've given their lives for freedom and to continue to pray for peace. But as we prepare, we want to ask God to help us choose a different way. Now hopefully you can find at this point a pipe cleaner. Now is the moment to take from your table. Everybody needs a pipe cleaner. If there aren't enough, they're probably Stuart's got some on the back and he can hand them round. But do make sure you've got yourself a pipe cleaner. If you need one and you haven't got one, raise your hand and Stuart will bring one round, or Sally will take them round. Fantastic. Excellent. Pipe cleaners there. Okay. We're going to be using these as I speak at different points to help us think a moment for a few things. But let's start with a reality check, shall we? Now, we live in a world, sadly, where there are lots of weapons. There are bombs, guns, knives. We don't have to watch much on the news to see that our world is quite a broken place. Last year, Remembrance Sunday seemed particularly poignant because there was suddenly war in Europe, which there hadn't been for a long time. This year, it seems almost worse because not only is that still carrying on in Ukraine, but we've now got the situation in Gaza and Israel as well. So to start with, I'd like you to do something slightly unusual. I'd like you to make your pipe cleaner into some kind of weapon. I've put a couple of examples on the table. You should have a little piece of paper that's got some pictures there, gun, sword. It might feel rather uncomfortable doing that, but actually that's okay. Sometimes it's good to be reminded of the reality of our world and the fact that it's difficult. So even if it feels a bit weird and a bit awkward, let me encourage you just to turn your pipe cleaner into a weapon. Top tip, sword is probably the easiest. You can just twist it together. Or a spear, say. Spear's really easy, it doesn't do anything at all. There you go, that's a doddle. Javelin. I'm being creative now. There you go, hopefully you've got something. But just a reminder of the reality of the world that we live in. Okay, hopefully you've all had a moment to make something. As I say, it might feel a bit weird, but the truth is our world is often a lot more broken and violent than we might like to think. There is trouble and conflict and warfare all over the world, isn't there? It might be hidden from us here in Swanage, but that doesn't make it any less real. Our world is broken, and it should make us feel sad and uncomfortable. We're not supposed to feel good about it. It's not supposed to be normal. And God certainly isn't happy with it. And so he sent that message that Berno read for us just a moment ago. It was a message saying that there was a beautiful future ahead, a future where there was real peace. No one would be at war, and weapons would be turned into tools to grow crops and to bless people, to bring peace and prosperity. Does that not sound good? A world with no more conflict or fighting or trouble. Instead of violence and missiles coming out of Jerusalem, there'd be the word of God and the Lord's teaching. Well, right now, at this particular moment, that sounds rather far-fetched, doesn't it? Sounds a long way off. And it's easy to look over there and think, well, it's all their problem, isn't it? They should be doing things differently. And don't get me wrong, we should be doing things differently. We definitely need a different approach. But the problem isn't just over there, is it, in other countries, with other people who are doing their things wrong. Actually, the problem is quite often with us too. Now, I realise you probably haven't pressed the button on any missiles going off this week, but no matter how hard we try, I don't think we're that great at keeping the peace either. Who here has got brothers or sisters or parents or children or other relatives? Probably most of us here. Do you ever argue with your brother or your sister or your partner or your mother or your daughter? No, I thought not. Okay, so I'm brilliant at arguing, and I suspect maybe one or two of you are okay at it as well. The problem with peace is it's not just somebody else's problem, is it? Actually, we've all got a part to play. Actually, we've all got our issues. The Bible says that in the book of James, it says, where do you think all these appalling wars and quarrels come from? Do you think they just happen? Think again. They come because you want your own way and you fight for it deep inside yourself. So I guess if we're honest, we can see that, can't we? We all like the things the way that we like them. You know that song, the Frank Sinatra thing, I did it my way? Kind of so many of us go, yes, that's what I want to say. But the trouble is, if I want my way and you want your way and those two ways aren't the same, what happens when those ways come together? That's where we get conflict. And it escalates, as we see in the world news at the moment. I read this quote from Barack Obama this week. If you want to solve the Israel-Palestinian problem, then you have to take in the whole truth. And you have to admit nobody's hands are clean, that all of us are complicit to some degree. So maybe pick up your pipe cleaner for a moment, and in the quietness of your own heart, perhaps just say sorry to God for those times when you have caused an argument or a conflict of some kind yourself. Maybe you can think of something you need to say sorry to God for. But God knows what we're really like. And thankfully, his plan for a peaceful future didn't just rely on us trying a bit harder. Often we do try, but things still go wrong, don't they? God knew that something needed to change within us if our world was going to be different. God knew that we need to be changed on the inside, in our hearts, if we were ever going to make this world a peaceful place. So perhaps could you pick up your pipe cleaner now and turn it into a heart. Rearrange it. It's the wonder of pipe cleaners. The theory is that they can remould, unless, of course, you've done it into such a tight knot that you couldn't because you were doing a hand grenade or something. But hopefully, you can make yours into a heart. Brilliant. Because we know that Jesus came to change our hearts. One of his names, Jesus' names, was the Prince of Peace. And he comes to bring peace, not by changing the external situation, but by changing hearts on the inside. He came to defeat evil and to bring in the good. He came to sort out that mess once and for all. He came to change our hearts. The parts of us that really make us do the things that we do. Now, God didn't want to just give us a little makeover. You know how makeovers work, change things temporarily on the outside, but doesn't really change anything on the inside. He comes to get rid of that stuff on the inside. Naturally, our hearts are all full of me, me, me. I'm sure you can identify that. But God knew if we wanted peace, then we'll have to deal with that. So it's kind of like our hearts are full of lots of air, all about me, and God comes to pop it. Rather pathetic popping paper, I have to say. But you can see that there's so many bits, and it's going to take me quite a long time to pop all these bits of me. And God starts to transform us, and bit by bit, to let him have our hearts rather than us. It can take time for Jesus' death on the cross to transform us completely. It'll take a while, but it will happen. So can you take your heart and transform it now into a cross as a prayer that God might release the power of the cross into our lives this morning? I like to test your creative skills. Luckily, there's no test to see who passes the pipe cleaner. But maybe you can make some kind of cross. This cross reminds us that Jesus has already defeated evil and he's given each of us the opportunity for a new heart. Now, it cost Jesus everything. He had to lay down his life, just like the soldiers that we're going to remember in a moment. He did it because he loves us. So let's receive Jesus' love for us afresh this morning. God calls us into his new kingdom, where Jesus' ways of peace rule. He holds before us that vision of peace and security that Berno read from earlier. But we can't do it alone, can we? We need to keep asking God to transform us from the inside out. And little by little, peace becomes more possible. It might sound very simplistic, but most of our problems do get resolved when we choose to live God's way. Rather than argue about whether we should do things my way or your way, we should seek the Lord's way. Now, I understand we don't always agree. Spirit-filled Christians do disagree about plenty of things. But if at least we're starting in that direction, you'll be amazed how many things are resolved before we start. So God's plan isn't for weapons and war, but for love. So the last thing I'd like you to turn your pipe cleaner into is something that brings joy and happiness to others. There was a promise in that bit that Berno read that everyone will sit under their own fig tree and vine, and no one will be afraid. So you might want to turn your pipe cleaner into a flower, or perhaps a dove, or, I don't know, something that brings joy and happiness, something that speaks of prosperity and blessing. Maybe back to a heart, if you prefer. The time when God will turn the weapons of war into tools of peace. And that is what we ask God to do afresh this morning. So let me pray at this point before we continue with some more prayerful creative activities. God of peace, we thank you that you sent the Lord Jesus to change our hearts and therefore to change our world. We ask that you'd help each of us to understand you better, to know how to play our part to bring peace to this world. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.